back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. Join this great conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Just want to, again, say thank you to Gary from Sussex for engaging in a conversation, a difficult one, one where we don't agree, but it is the conversation and trying to talk to people in good faith that I think can help us move forward as folks that disagree, but as a country together. Want to give some love to the folks on the text line. Sue from Franklin, thanks so much for texting in. Sue points this out. Remember, oh, by the way, if you're just joining us, Gary's point to me, Gary's a conservative, said to me, why don't you just let it go? Let Trump do what he's going to do for 4 years. My point to Gary was, well, because people are being actively harmed. Folks' safety is under threat, an active everyday threat. So here's what Sue from Franklin said. Hey, remember all the people in Michigan that didn't vote for Biden or Kamala to, quote, send a message, or all the protesters at the college campus? How's it working out now? It's a fair point, Sue. Thanks for that. Austin from the 920, living in the 303. Hey, Austin in Denver. Austin says this, Gary's thought on just let it go is how you allow authoritarianism and a coup to take over. We need to stand together to ensure we are protecting all humans, like Gary said he believed in. As I like to say, Austin continues, why make life more difficult for someone else when we are all in the same dumpster fire called life? Right on, Austin. I feel you, brother. Steve from Milwaukee points out that Pam Bondi wants to make fighting racism a crime. Yeah, this is the problem. Demonizing folks that are trying to stand up for diversity, equity, and inclusion because somehow, like, the white man is getting put down. I mean, give me a stinking break. Jordan from Madison, I think Jordan gets the A plus for the day. Jordan from Madison says this to the, quote, fix it when it's your turn crowd. How does that square with the intransigence of the congressional GOP over the years since the last Bush administration? They completely refused time and time again to do anything. They blocked everything if it came from Joe Biden or Obama, unless it aligned exactly with their stated position. Bravo, Jordan. Again, seems to me that there are rules for me and rules for thee. And that is what I hear from conservatives over and over and over again. Matt from Richland Center says this. Gary can't just say, I don't see any problems in Sussex. That's not okay. What about people who can't wait 4 years? Matt, totally agree with you. Brian from Milwaukee says this. I never wanted or chose to be gay. It took me years to accept it myself, let alone for my folks to accept it, my parents to accept it. Brian from Milwaukee continues, I am scared for my life, and I'm scared for my life along with all LGBTQIA folks, women, and people of color. Thanks so much, Brian, for sharing. I appreciate you. Brian also given a shout out to Civic Media for covering topics like this. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. One of my favorite listeners and callers is on the line now. Mark from Prairie du Sac, your turn, sir.
Yeah, thanks so much. I tried to work out the percentage of, apparently there's 15 girls or that people that are transsexual participating in women's sports. I think it's just it's like a 30,000th of or 40,000th of a percent of them participating in these sports. Most of these women will never face a transsexual woman in playing sports. So who Trump is protecting in this is just baffling to me. I mean, it is just, you know. And what about a woman who is you know, truly intersex, where she is born with the genitalia of a female, it has some of the internal equipment of a man, and yep. Denying that person the medications to alleviate the problems that she will face in later life. I mean, I was exposed
to... It's cruel. Sorry to cut you off, Mark. We're coming up on time here. Yeah, the NCAA commissioner of sports was testifying before Congress, was asked how many transgendered athletes playing across the entirety of the NCAA. Answer, less than 10. It's basically not even a measurable percentage. Now that's stopping. And I'm going to make this point. Transgender athletes, it absolutely depends on what level of competition we're talking about. It is a complicated issue. But having a complicated and nuanced discussion about transgender athletes is not the same conversation as talking about transgender healthcare and an individual's right to choose healthcare for themselves, a parent's right to choose healthcare for their children. Again, freedom for me, but not for thee. Rules for me and not for thee. It is total hypocrisy, rank hypocrisy, up and down the GOP. That is what we've got today. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour, it is the brand new segment, Ask Maggie. I've got to answer your questions in either 30 or 60 seconds or less, up to my good friends, Jamie and Corey, who are helping me out today here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm going to have to, I don't know, take some deep cleansing breaths. I don't think I've even answered the question, what's your name, in less than 30 seconds, as pointed out by my good friend, Tony Zimmerman. Thanks, Tony. We see you. Steve from Milwaukee, I see your tweets, as your texts as well. He's pointing out some of the incredibly terrible things that some of Donald Trump's appointees have said, including this from Darren J. Beatty. He said this, quote, competent white men must be in charge if you want things to work. So I say to you, Gary in Sussex, how does that square with your biracial, your language, grandkids? Apparently, they don't get to make things work. We come back, Ask Maggie, the very first premiere episode of Ask Maggie, coming up next, right here on the Civic Media.